So when the expansion of our consciousness, the expansion of helplessness, if it goes to humanity and stops there, will that reach Krishna? Whether it reaches Krishna or not will depend on two things. First is our intention, and second is our conception. Intention means why are we doing it? Conception is what is our worldview, what are our thoughts? See, if Arjuna can fight and kill in a mood of selfless devotion, if bhakti can be so inclusive that even killing can be done in a mood of bhakti, that's not the mood of bhakti which we recommend for most of us, but the Bhagavad Gita just demonstrates, if that can be so inclusive, then can bhakti not include the act of giving food to hungry, saving the lives of those who are dying? So if somebody is doing that activity in a mood of devotion, it's glorious. So now the challenge, however, is that for some people, the good can become the competitor to God. See, for most people, it is the bad that is the competitor to God. Most people feel that if I go to God, then I'll have to give up my so many worldly pleasures, so many sinful activities, and then I just want to enjoy these things, so I'll not go too close to God. So for most people, the bad is the competitor to God. Bad is what keeps people away from God. For some people, it may be the good that keeps them away from God. There is a humanist charity organization. Humanist means, basically it's an atheistic organization. And their slogan is what? God in double quotes. God sends calamities, we send relief. It's such a demonic idea. Now offering relief is actually a very good activity. Those who are distressed, those who are devastated, offering them relief is very good. But what is their intention? Their intention, unfortunately, is demoniac. So we shouldn't just see the activity, we have to also see the intention, the mentality. So for some people, it can be a progression. That means that three possibilities are there. Somebody may already have pure devotion and they may do humanitarian activity as a service, by which they can help people, by they can attract people to Krishna. For some people, that may be a step up from where they are. And that selflessness will gradually get them to Krishna. It may take either many years in this lifetime, it may take a future lifetime also. But it's largely in the mode of goodness. But to think of others, not just think of one's own sensual pleasures, that is good, and it's in the mode of goodness at least. But for some, it can become an obstacle to Krishna. If they start looking down at God and looking down at bhakti, and they think, what are you doing? You are not doing anything practical. We are doing something practical. What we are doing is valuable. What you are doing is simply sentimental. So, if they start looking down at bhakti, then it becomes not just a point at which they stop, it's a point at which they block themselves. So that means, with pure devotion, one can do humanitarian work. One can do humanitarian work as a way to expand one's consciousness. Or one can do humanitarian work by which one's consciousness may get constricted. So it can vary depending on a person's intention and a person's conception. So what we should do is, we have to see the spark of higher consciousness that is manifested in anyone. So, jayosmi vyavasayosmi. Krishna says that I am victory and I am adventure. So, everyone's deepest experience is their experience of Krishna. Everyone's deepest experience is their experience of Krishna. When an artist does painting and the artist is completely absorbed in it, many artists just get transported to some other realm. So actually, they are experiencing something divine over there. They may not understand it is divine, but they are experiencing something higher over there. So now, whatever is their highest experience, it is our creativity in outreach to connect their highest experience with the highest reality. So for us, so a humanitarian worker, their highest experience is their experience of, say, a person is starving and they give them some food and they see the smile on their face. They feel, I get such fulfillment. Yes, they are getting that fulfillment over there and they are experiencing something higher. So Krishna says that whatever it is that is attractive in this world, that manifests a spark of my splendor. Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam shrimad urjitam eva tatta deva avagachattvam mama teju amsha sambhava. In 10.41 he states. So when the social welfare workers do some humanitarian workers do some humanitarian work and experience some fulfillment, they see the smile on a starving person's face, and they are attracted by that. They want to see that again and again. So what is it that is attracting them? It is a spark of Krishna's attractiveness. Now we have to find out how best to connect them with Krishna. Prabhupada was so inclusive. Prabhupada said that if a drunkard cannot give up drinking, but if the drunkard thinks that the taste of that alcohol is Krishna, because ultimately the taste of everything is Krishna, rasoham se kaunteya. So Prabhupada said, by thinking about Krishna in this way, that alcoholic will become a great devotee. Prabhupada is not saying by drinking the alcoholic will become a great devotee. No, drinking is any age is doing. But if they can somehow think, what is this with alcohol that is attracting me so much? That taste is actually a taste of Krishna. By remembering Krishna thus, the connection with Krishna will be established. Monday they will become a devotee. So what we have to do is, whatever is people's deepest experience, we have to help them see that this is an experience of Krishna. And when we can do that, then they will be attracted towards Krishna. Does that answer your question?